Hello, Bitcoiners, freedom lovers, and curious onlookers. How goes it? This is Zach, and you're listening to Reads on the Bitcoin Well podcast. So if you've glanced at the chart this week, you already know. Bitcoin just lost 60 grand for the first time since October of 2024, down about $18,000 in 10 days. The ugliest week we have seen in ages. Strategy sold Bitcoin for the first time since 2022, Sailor sitting on paper losses in the billions, and every headline I scroll past is screaming, fire sale, capitulation, is this the end? Right? Well, no. Here's the thing. I've been in this space 12 years, and I've watched this movie more times than I can count. When the price melts, two questions always come back. And lucky us, today's episode answers both. The first crowd shows up to remind us Bitcoin isn't backed by anything, you know? The second crowd quietly asks, should I be buying right now? So let's step out of the chaos and news cycle and relax into some knowledge. Today we're reading two pieces back to back. First, what gives money its value? A clear-eyed look at the myths propping up your dollar. Spoiler, it's not gold, it's not your faith, and it sure isn't tax revenue. Versus what actually backs Bitcoin. Math, energy, and 21 million hard cap no politician can vote away. Then we pivot to strategy with what is dollar cost averaging? Because weeks like this one are exactly why DCA exists. Time in the market beats timing the market. Remove the emotion, let the math do the work. This one is for that uncle who thinks red candles mean the experiment failed. No, Uncle Mark, Bitcoin isn't dead. Questions, pushback, your own hot take? Email me at z.adair@bitcoinwell.com. That's z.addair@bitcoinwell.com. I answer every single one. Without further ado, let's go. What gives money its value? By Adam, CEO at Bitcoin Well. Disclaimer, this article is provided for general information and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute financial, investment, tax, legal, or accounting advice. Honestly, we keep squirrels up our nose and claim them as dependents on our tax returns. In the public arena of financiers and legacy investors, a recurring criticism used to denounce Bitcoin is that it isn't backed by anything. They claim Bitcoin has no intrinsic value and is therefore a digital house of cards. Panic! Run around the block with your hair on fire, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. This critique implies a silent assumption that government-issued money, fiat currency, has inherent value regardless of how much of it is printed. This notion has become economic dogma, a principle that can't be challenged without shouts of heresy coming from the wood-paneled boardrooms of the old guard. At Bitcoin Well, we spend our days challenging unchallengeable ideas. Let's take a closer look at the reality of value in 2026. Money myth number one, fiat currency is backed by gold. Nope. Nuh-uh. Not even a little bit. It's surprising how many people still believe the Canadian or US dollar is backed by a massive stack of gold bars kept in a secret vault. In reality, the Canadian government sold off its gold reserves years ago. Not a single major nation on earth uses a gold standard to regulate its currencies. So what backs fiat, according to the textbooks? Fiat money is backed entirely by the full faith and credit of the government that issued it. In 2026, after years of record-breaking debt and political polarization, ask yourself, how is your faith and credit feeling lately? If you're rocking back and forth in the corner, you're not alone. Money myth number two, fiat currency holds its value over time. This is the most dangerous myth of all. In 1913, a dollar's purchasing power was equivalent to about $32 in 2026 fiat currency. Since the original version of this article was written in 2022, the cost of living has continued to climb while the value of a single dollar has continued to melt. While the price of goods might fluctuate, the long-term trajectory of fiat is always toward zero. The second you earn a dollar, it begins to depreciate. It's a leaking bucket for your life's work. Money myth number three, fiat is backed by tax revenue, obviously. Well, it's true that governments collect trillions in taxes, but there are two massive holes in the tax-backed argument. Number one is deficit spending. Governments almost always spend more than they take in. They don't balance the budget, they print the difference. So it doesn't matter how many taxes they actually collect, it's gonna spend the same amount. Number two, the M2 gap. In 2026, the total money supply, or M2, dwarfs actual government revenue. If the government tried to back every dollar in circulation with the taxes it actually collected, the system would collapse instantly. The vast majority of the value in the system is simply a promise that can't be kept. So what backs Bitcoin? In contrast to the promises of fiat, Bitcoin is backed by three immutable pillars. Number one is mathematics and energy. Bitcoin is backed by proof of work. To create a Bitcoin or secure a block, a massive amount of real-world energy must be expended. You cannot print energy. You can't decree math. This ties Bitcoin to the physical laws of the universe. Number two, absolute scarcity. There will only ever be 21 million. As of 2026, over 94% of all Bitcoin has already been mined. No politician, CEO, or bank can vote to create more. Number three is decentralization. Bitcoin has no head office. It's not under the control of any single country or corporation. It can't be manipulated or devalued through the blundering of a single authority. It's easy to see why the ultra-wealthy often dismiss Bitcoin. They can offset the dollar's depreciation by using high-interest investments, real estate, and favorable tax laws. They have the tools to escape the inflation tax that hits the average saver the hardest. At Bitcoin Well, we don't tell people to go live in a shed in the woods. Unless that's your vibe, I mean, live your best life. We simply maintain that there's a desperate need for a currency that can't be diluted. Future-proof your money. Fiat currency isn't going away tomorrow, but its issues, constant devaluation, centralization, and surveillance, are accelerating. Owning Bitcoin is the only way to move your value from a system based on trust in rulers to a system based on trust in math. Ready to save in something that actually has value? Use the Bitcoin Well portal at bitcoinwell.com to buy Bitcoin directly to your own secure wallet and stop trusting the printing press. What is dollar cost averaging? DCA. Disclaimer. This article is provided for general information purposes only and does not constitute financial, investment, tax, legal, or accounting advice. Also, keep this article out of the reach of children and pets unless you print a hard copy and crumple it up for your cat to chase around. Not long ago, a friend of mine asked me, what is dollar cost averaging? They were asking in the context of buying Bitcoin as a long-term hedge against the persistent devaluation of the dollar. I smiled, nodded, and replied, yes. This is my standard answer when I'm asked a question for which I have no immediate answer. Apparently, this is how my mind works when I Google my brain and come up with a 404 page not found. And later that day, I was able to give them a much more useful answer. If I could get a grasp of what dollar cost averaging is during a coffee break, I'm confident you could do the same before the end of this podcast. Ready? Here we go. How dollar cost averaging works. Ba-ba-da-bam. Dollar cost averaging, DCA for short, is a strategy where you take the total amount of money you want to save and make multiple smaller purchases at regular intervals, rather than one giant bulk purchase. The math simplified. Let's say you have $1,200 to save over the next few months. You could lump sum it. You could spend the full $1,200 on Bitcoin today. If the price drops 10% tomorrow, you might feel a bit of buyer's remorse. The DCA strategy is you spend $100 every week for 12 weeks. By spreading it out, you buy more Bitcoin when the price is low and less when the price is high. Over time, your average cost per Bitcoin tends to smooth out, shielding you from the stress of a sudden market dip. When should you use DCA? There's a saying in Bitcoin circles, time in the market beats timing the market. Most people fail at investing because they try to buy the bottom and sell the top. Usually, they end up doing the opposite because of their fear and greed. Market volatility, the frequent ups and downs in price, is a feature of Bitcoin, not a bug. In 2026, even with massive institutional adoption through ETFs, volatility remains relatively high. DCA's key advantage is that it removes emotion. When you buy on a consistent schedule, regardless of the price, you stop worrying about the daily charts and start focusing on your long-term stack. The 2026 advantage, DCA straight to self-custody. In 2022, most people were using DCA on custodial exchanges, where the exchange holds your keys and your Bitcoin. In 2026, we know better. If you DCA on a custodial platform, you're building a honeypot for hackers and giving up control of your money. At Bitcoin Well, we've revolutionized the DCA process. With the Bitcoin portal, you can set up an automatic recurring buy that sends your Bitcoin straight to your hardware wallet. In Canada, you have multiple options. One is to send a recurring e-transfer daily, weekly, or bi-weekly to your Bitcoin Well on-chain or Lightning e-transfer emails. Option two is you can fund CAD into your account balance, then set a frequency and purchase amount. Purchase Bitcoin is sent instantly to your cold storage or Lightning wallet. In America, the process is simpler. You choose your amount, daily, weekly, or monthly, and automate it by setting up a recurring ACH payment from your bank. Then, you receive the Bitcoin instantly to your Jade, BitKey, or Cold Card hardware wallet. You get the benefits of the world's best saving strategy combined with the world's best security. Dollar cost averaging is the best way to transition to a Bitcoin standard without the stress of watching the 1 minute candles. It's easy to implement, it lowers your risk, and it helps you stay the course for the long haul. DCA for the win. Ready to start your stack? Set up your automated Bitcoin savings plan today and let the math do the work for you at bitcoinwell.com.